Sometimes parents hold off on their affirmation of children because the child hasn't arrived at the goal yet. And so this particular chapter in the Christian Parenting Handbook addresses that issue, that if we're trying to help children grow and develop, we want to affirm them along the way, not just at the end.
So when we affirm approximately right behavior, we're providing encouragement to the child. You're working on this. I know you're working on it. I see some improvement. And so we want to point out the improvement we're seeing, even if the child hasn't gotten it exactly right. We want to offer encouragement for the process.
I like to ask parents, do you see your child trying? Because if you see your child trying, even though the child hasn't reached the goal, then affirmation is very appropriate. We're trying to help our children move in a direction, and in order to do that, they need some guidance. And the best kind of guidance isn't the consequence that we have to give them because they are not measuring up. The best kind of guidance is the affirmation that they're moving toward the goal.
And so we want to be looking for progress. Sometimes parents are concerned, I don't really know how much I can expect of the child at this age. Well, progress is the key here. Children can always be progressing forward, doing it a little better, doing their chores a little more thoroughly, or doing the task more neatly. Whatever it is we're looking for that progress to affirm.
Sometimes parents ask us, are these things that you teach things we're supposed to keep a secret, or are we supposed to tell them to our children? And I would generally say that the things we're learning here in our biblical philosophy of parenting and our techniques that we use are public knowledge. In other words, we want our children to know. Do your kids know what quality they're working on right now and that you're trying to help them develop in? They should. Because when you see them then trying in that area, you can draw attention to that through some affirmation. I really like the way that you tried to work on being more respectful in that situation, or controlling your anger, or being kind to your sister. I really like the way you're working on that. And that affirmation then is something that can help them move along in this map from where they are now to where they need to be. They're making progress.
And I think this helps them even in the defining process of what they're working on. To say, that was it. That was kindness. I really appreciated what you just said to your sister. Then the child, it helps define for the child what they're working on, how it's going to be lived out in life. So affirming that approximately right behavior as they're working on a character quality can be so encouraging to move them down the road a little bit further toward the goal.
We want to catch our children doing the right thing. That's the goal as we're working with our children. I think this is helpful for parents because it helps parents avoid a critical spirit. Sometimes as parents, we find ourselves doing a lot of negative talk to our children because we have to correct them so much. I think it's important to correct children because children learn firmness when we correct them and they learn character. So what we're trying to help children do is important, and we have to point out weaknesses at different points. But we also need to help our children see that they're making progress because they need encouragement toward the goal. On the one hand, we need to establish a standard of excellence. This is what we're achieving. This is where we're trying to go with our children. On the other hand, we're helping children see that they're moving toward that. And we're pleased, not ultimately pleased that they can stop working on it now, but we're pleased that they're making progress toward that goal. So children need to understand what that goal is, not just parents, so that kids can see that they're making progress in their own lives.
Maybe sometimes parents are concerned that if they affirm the child stop working on this problem. But the reality is that affirmation is encouraging. Oh, I'm making a little progress, really? It's going to help that child to overcome the discouragement of never quite getting things right. Children can become discouraged. They can feel hopeless. They got so many things to be working on in their life. So if we can affirm approximately right behavior, look at the progress that they're making, I think that just encourages them to work harder on this problem.
Affirmation in a child's life provides perspective. It helps them see that they're making progress. Now, that affirmation needs to be genuine. It can't be something you're just hyping up or pretending to see or creating something so you want the child to feel good. You have to help the child see genuine progress. It has to really resonate with the child that the child really is making this progress. And when they see that, then it gives them perspective. It helps them see that they're moving toward the goal, and that can be very encouraging for them.
I think this helps us as parents, too, if we have a tendency to focus on where the child is falling short, what weaknesses they have in their life. We can become discouraged as parents. But when we're looking for things to affirm or looking for progress, that gives us a different perspective as well that can be really helpful in the parenting process.